It's a breakthrough here at the news, according to me. Well, hello. It is 11 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, 11:07 to be exact. I'm at the worldwide headquarters, and I do have a cup. I have this breakthrough news. Breakthrough news is something I started doing back when they had all the breakthrough COVID cases. Well, we have a breakthrough case because they tried to make it sound like it was such a rare occurrence. Oh, well, yeah, because somebody in, you know, the public eye. I think it was, I can't remember who it was. By the way, has Joe Biden ever had COVID? All these people around him, everybody, all these people who've had COVID. But for some reason, they can't admit that Joe Biden has had COVID. I guarantee you he probably has. There's no way that everybody around him has had it. But he hasn't had it. As touchy and feely as he is with everybody, you're telling me he got through this whole thing without ever having COVID. And nobody has bothered to ask the man. I'm still waiting for a reporter to ask, has Joe Biden ever had COVID? No. That's a lie. I bet he has. And it's, to me, that just shows the ridiculous charade that we're watching before our very eyes, the gaslighting that we're receiving. By the way, I'm at the news, according to me, world headquarters right now. You probably can't tell that there's a better sound quality here because I have my door open to the studio here, and I've got the air conditioner running because it's hot out here. In fact, one of the things that's breaking through, I've got some interesting news about the Indianapolis shooter. I've got some questions that aren't being answered. And those questions, like I said earlier in today's broadcast, sometimes silence speaks louder than the words that are said, than the noise that is made. Down in Greenwood, Indiana, which is basically a little suburb connected to Indianapolis, just outside the loop there, there's a little airport there. Nice area, very nice area. There's a mall. I've been to that mall. A shooting event has taken place. Now, the part of the event that they're not going to tell you very, very quickly. In fact, I've even heard some newscasts now, even on Fox News. They're not talking a whole lot about the way this gunman was stopped. We have something here in Indiana that was just recently passed called a constitutional carry right here in the state, the law, which sounds absolute. You have a constitutional speech right. We're gonna give you that. Why don't they just pass that? Why don't they pass a constitutional Freedom of Religion Act? Oh, guess what? You can go to whatever church you want to. Oh, gee, that's so nice of you to give me that right that you took away to begin with. I mean, they haven't taken those rights away yet. They took our Second Amendment right away and then sold it back to us in the form of a permit. We're going to take away your right to carry. Well, you can openly carry anywhere you want to. Yeah, that looks good. Now we have the right to carry, I mean, in terms of bear. We can bear arms now without a permit. As long as you legally are carrying. Well, now this 22-year-old man, stepped up and took out the shooter. Now he did kill some people, and he injured some others. How many more would he have done? He had several magazines with him, and I don't know if he had an AR. Well, I don't know what he had. It's some kind of a rifle. I'm assuming an AR. What we're not hearing here in this report, this speaks a lot. Now, I could be totally wrong on this, and I don't know if I am. All I'm hearing from every report I've read is a shooter. And we're not hearing anything about the man, much about the man who stopped the shooting. A man with a rifle opened fire at Greenwood Park Mall before an armed citizen, civilian, shot and killed him, police say. FBI agents gathered at the scene of the deadly shooting Sunday at Greenwood Park Mall. Indiana. Three people were killed and two were injured at the Indiana Mall after a man with a rifle opened fire. Man with a rifle opened fire in a food court Sunday. Man entered the Greenwood Park Mall in the city of Greenwood, just south of Indianapolis, with a rifle and several magazines of ammunition and began firing in the food court. This comes from WSJ. It's almost identical to the Reuters report. I read that as well. With a rifle and several magazines of ammunition and began firing in the food court, Greenwood Police Department Chief Jim Eisen said at a news conference on Sunday, an armed civilian who was identified as a 22-year-old man from the neighboring Bartholomew County, then shot and killed the gunman, police said. Authorities were still investigating the identity of the gunman and gave no motive for the shooting. Someone we are calling the Good Samaritan was able to shoot the assailant and stop further bloodshed, Mayor Mark M. Myers said in a post on Facebook. This person saved lives tonight. On behalf of the city of Greenwood, I am grateful for his quick action and heroism. Now, I want to be very clear about this. Man stepped up and took out the shooter. This is a dangerous situation. It's dangerous to step up into that position and take out a shooter, not only because the shooter is potentially going to shoot you. You're not running away. You're stepping up and doing what you need to be done, what needs to be done. But now you've become the shooter, and if the police get confused, you can potentially become, this has happened. So it's dangerous on all kinds of fronts, and you better know what you're doing. I recently had a chat with a fellow who says he's not leftist, but he has. But the more he talked, and he talked all the time, by the way, he wouldn't stop talking. It should have been my first clue. Made it very obvious that he's a leftist, left-leaning, radical left guy. But he has no idea. He has no idea how left he is. When I told him that Indiana just passed a constitutional carry law, he said, that scares the daylights out of me. It scares him that people are allowed to carry constitutionally in the state of Indiana. Well, those people don't have any training. I was like, Second Amendment doesn't say you have to have any training. What kind of training is in the Constitution? It's on you. You need to get through, it's just anybody can carry. Yeah, anybody can carry. You better know what you're doing. It's a huge responsibility. Yes, freedom is a huge responsibility in and of itself. Along with great freedom comes great responsibility, and we better step up and take that responsibility. We need to grow up as a nation. We become little children. Now, my prayers, of course, go out to the families of the victim, that were victims of the shooter. And I also want to pray for this individual who stepped up and was a hero, in my opinion. Did the job that needed to be done. He is going to be struggling. He has taken a life. And that is not an easy thing. No matter how justified. Police officers, even when they do the right thing, if they have to take a life, it is a traumatic thing. Some people who are sociopaths can do it without even thinking about it. The people who are sworn to protect, it's the last thing they want to do. I mean, yeah, they all talk. There's some of those guys that it's like they want to go out, shoot some bad guys, beat them up, whatever. Until they do it. And all of a sudden it gets real. And they grow up and they realize what they've done. They haven't done a bad thing. But the act of taking a human life, whether by accident, by on purpose, or maliciously, either way, anyway, will affect you for the rest of your life. And I hope that this fellow can lean on the support that he has around him or find support from someone in his family or church or wherever his organizations that he belongs to, his friends and family. Because he's going to need it. He's going to need that. And those victims or who's the family of the victims who were either shot or killed, of course they're going to need that same kind of support. But this is a testament to what happens. How many more people would have been shot? How many more bullets did he have when he got stopped? And good for this mayor. Good for the mayor, Mark W. Myers, who stepped up and shared that he is grateful for his quick action and heroism. Good on him for saying that. The news media will not report this very long. Now, the question is, when we just hear it was a man with a gun, there's only one kind of man that they won't talk about in regard to identity politics these days. I'll let you fill in the blank on that one. I have scoured every story I can find, and I cannot find a certain demographic about this guy, about the shooter. I can only fill in the blank on this one. Nor can I find anything on his victims, most of whom are women, surprisingly. So, we will wait to find out. This is going to be just a short breakthrough news story this morning. But meaningful, hopefully, all the more. And by the way, in my cup, I have a little bit of peach mango V8 Fusion drink with sweet tea. That's what I've got. Now, in my hometown here, just to be relevant, there have also been some random shootings lately. People getting shot in the legs and the ankles. Two of them have happened just in the last couple days. Like some kind of just random sniper type stuff. I still haven't figured out where in the area that those were. The street that they gave, I'm not familiar with. It's not that big of a town. I just don't drive around here that much. The area in which I have my studio here is typically the area where shootings happen, so it's probably not far from here. But I don't know that for a fact. So that's all I have right now. So I might just have to come up with a different jingle for the breakthrough news, because it's not really a full show. I feel like I'm overdoing, like the bumper might be longer than the actual show. So I don't know how it's going to work. Ever watch one of those videos, like a YouTube video, where they play like a 5-minute intro to then go on, like have like a 10-minute story, and the whole thing is like how to do this, and they don't even get it. They don't even talk about it for like the first 10 minutes. Kind of like the Sean Hannity show. But I pick on Sean. I'm just picking on you, Sean. If you're listening, I'm just picking, buddy. Pal, whatever. All right. Well, I'm sorry to interrupt your day, but I just thought I'd throw this out there. Have a good day, folks. Second Amendment's there for a reason. God bless you.